This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Libya's National Transitional Council has now confirmed that Muammar al-Gaddafi has been killed in his hometown of Sirte. NTC Vice Chair Abdel Goa.
I welcome everybody at this historical moment. I would like to announce to our sons and daughters and to the entire world the following news. The news of the end of tyranny and dictatorship in Libya that will never return again. After our revolutionaries managed to get the head of Gaddafi, who has met his fate and destiny like all dictators and tyrants.
Reports are suggesting Gaddafi was shot in the head shortly after his capture near Sirte, after his convoy was attacked by NATO warplanes. Meantime, NTC forces are now claiming full control of Sirte. Gaddafi's body is reportedly going to be buried in Misrata tomorrow. It's also being reported that Motassem Gaddafi, one of Gaddafi's sons, has also been killed in Sirte. Both Interpol and the International Criminal Court are now calling for Saif al-Islam Gaddafi to turn himself in. Two groups are promising him safe passage to The Hague. The call comes after the death of his father. Saif al-Islam is wanted for crimes against humanity, including murder and persecution. It's believed Saif al-Islam is on the run in the Sahara region of Libya. The International Monetary Fund is now planning to send a mission to Libya to assess the country's economy. IMF just recently concluded a multi-day mission to the country to see how the transitional government is going to handle both its finances and its expenses. A spokesperson for the IMF says in the coming weeks, follow-up missions are going to be planned to undertake a needs assessment on public financial management issues, as well as continuing work on the preparation of a macroeconomic framework. The IMF officially recognized Libya's NTC in September. Greek lawmakers have now passed their new austerity bill despite violent protests in central Athens that has resulted in one death. The new austerity measures will bring in spending cuts, wage rollbacks, tax increases, the layoff of thousands of civil servants, and changes in collective bargaining labor rights. As Greek lawmakers voted to approve the new measures, protesters clashed with police outside, leaving one dead and 74 others hurt. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Pakistani Prime Minister Yousef Gilani have now both agreed to avoid public criticism of one another's countries. The agreement has come during a meeting between the two as part of Clinton's current tour of the region. The move comes as tensions between Pakistan and the United States continue to bubble, with both sides taking public shots at one another. At the same time, Clinton says that she is talking to the Pakistani side about increasing pressure on the Haqqani network, which operates along the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. It's now being reported that Israel is preparing another prisoner swap, this time with Egypt. Egyptian media is reporting that the Egyptian side is getting ready to release Ilan Grapel in exchange for a reported 81 Egyptian prisoners in Israel. Ilan Grapel is an alleged Israeli spy who's been held in Egypt since June. A Chinese representative at the United Nations has now put forward a proposal for a set of so-called traffic rules on the Internet. Wang Chun, the Chinese ambassador for disarmament affairs, has made the proposal at a UN meeting on cyberspace security. Details about exactly what those traffic rules would be have not been disclosed. Earlier this year, China, along with Russia and a number of other countries, put forward a proposal to the UN to create an international code of conduct for information security on the Internet. A leading Chinese dumpling producer has now issued an apology after revelations that some of its products have been contaminated with golden staph. Zhengzhou Sunyan Foods says a recall of their frozen dumplings is now underway. The apology comes after the authorities in Beijing announced they discovered golden staph in one batch of dumplings produced by the Hunan-based company. The bacteria can cause various ailments, including pneumonia and sepsis. China's main tourism authority has now signed off on a deal with the regional government of Tibet to try to make the Roof of the World a major world travel destination. The National Tourism Association is going to help the regional government set up more direct flights into Lhasa from both other Chinese cities as well as from overseas destinations. The NTA is also planning to help launch promotional campaigns to try to increase tourism in Tibet. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.